On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BC baseball team, fresh off their trip to Arizona. Jack Haggerty with us, a sophomore transfer out of Century College. Jack, first off, what was the rationale behind the transfer, and why did you choose BSU?
Well, I had to come home for a semester because I had kind of a housing problem, so I wasn't able to return to Century. And then I kind of talked to Bemidji in high school a little bit about coming here, and you know, I couldn't really go back to Century because they already had recruits that came in. They wanted to kind of move forward this year, so they had the roster kind of filled out. He said I'd probably play, but I just didn't really want to. I wanted to kind of move forward, and especially Division II, you know, Bemidji's always kind of fighting to be in the playoffs, and I knew they had a pretty good senior class coming this year, so I kind of wanted to be a part of that.
There's been some other Brainerd guys that have been here, some Little Falls guys that I'm sure that you know. How much did that play a factor, too?
Oh, yeah, I knew some Bemidji guys, too. But I didn't really talk to them before I came here, but I knew once I'd be here, I think I could, you know, mesh with the guys and be able to fit in pretty good and, you know, just have a little friendship with them already, and it worked out pretty well.
Were you expecting to play as much as you have?
I wasn't really sure. He said I'd get a pretty good chance at second. You know, I love competition, so I knew that it'd be kind of difficult to get some playing time in the field because I knew Lou was at short and he's a senior and he's pretty good. He's already, you can see that with the stats. But second base, I played for Century. I know the position well, and me and Jenkins are fighting it out right there. And it's kind of good for us and the team because we're both in. We're starting to hit now, and we're on a 5-game winning streak. So, and then also pitching, he said I'd have a chance. I mean, I worked out hard in the fall and the winter. And I'm throwing harder than I kind of did in high school, and it kind of surprised him a little bit. He said, I don't remember you throwing this hard, but you know, it's working out for me. So I'm pretty happy with the choice I made.
Your high school coach, Lil Searcy, is the winningest coach, I think, and he still is, in all of Minnesota high school baseball. He's a very fundamental guy. How does those fundamentals just become instinct and help you out at this level?
Oh, yeah, well, he preaches, you know, just basics through high school. He makes sure that we do the simple things right. You make sure you do the, you know, the routine plays, and then just once you hit college, you know, you start picking up the little specifics here and there. But Lowell really helps everyone. He kind of gets – we're always pretty top-of-the-line baseball. And Lowell has a big deal with that. He just you know, he knows baseball. He knows it very well, and he teaches it well.
Like you said, you guys are on a 5-game winning streak. You played well down there. You also got to do some stuff off the field too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a couple off days, and even after our games, you know, in the it was morning or noon games, a little bit afternoon, and then we'd have some time to relax, kind of hang out with guys, and you know, especially for that trip, it was good for us and kind of for me too, just to, you know, get to know some of the guys a little better because I've only been here a couple months, you know, and they had the fall to kind of know each other, so I'm feeling a lot of part of the team now, and you know, kind of a family feeling. So
some of the softball players were telling me they went deep sea fishing and parasailing. What did you guys do?
We didn't really get to do that. You know, Arizona is kind of a desert, so we went to and a couple other guys went to a baseball game, a preseason game, and that was pretty fun. A couple other guys went golfing on our off days, but I mean, we didn't have much time for time off. We had the first 2 days, and then I think it was just baseball there on out.
Good luck once you guys do get back outside.
Yeah, well, once we get outside, so thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.